We find out about a place where kids can take trapeze classes. It's in Minneapolis at a school called Circus Juventus, and it's a youth circus that has more than 300 students. Some of the kids are serious about trying to go pro on the trapeze, but most of them are just normal kids who would otherwise be on the soccer team or swim team. None of them needs to run away to join the circus because they can rely on their parents to schlep them downtown. Marge Ostruschko has been taking her daughter Anna to Circus Juventus for the last 3 years. Anna is 13 now, and I wondered, as the father of a couple of teenage girls, what made Anna want to study the trapeze so seriously?
She said, "I would like to take a class." And we looked through the catalog and looked at her schedule, and I said, "You know, there's really only one class that fits, and it's called multiple trapeze." And she said, "Well, I am afraid of heights."
"I guess it's not exactly a fear of heights. I think it's just a fear of falling from high places."
"Okay, well, we'll get more practice next week, obviously. I think what else would it be? I saw some of you guys on the side. Some of those spins, your head is
bent. Coaches are always there to spot me, and the mats are always there so that you won't smash into the cement if you fall."
One of the classes she's taking now is called Hoops, and it's a large hoop that hangs from the ceiling, and it's about 10, 15 feet off the ground. And so I came in to pick her up and found her hanging from the top of the hoop from the tops of her feet. And I just started laughing. I was like, "Okay." And then they were going to swing the hoop.
"You have no trouble spinning the double spin? Does it feel okay?"
By the end of the class, she has circus feet or circus hands. You know, they're all red. And this is a child who's very responsive to pain. You know, if she's getting blood taken, it could take 40 minutes to convince her that this is going to be okay. She has a look of determination when she's on the hoop. Oftentimes, there's a double class where she's working with a boy. She hangs off of him. She hangs from his feet, hanging down by the tops of her feet.
"I forget what comes next a lot, so he has to tell me. I'm like, what's next, Eli? Toe hang?"
At one point, the boy was counting for her to make sure that she did the right thing at the right time.
"When you're the top person, it's very important that they don't drop you. Eventually, you begin to trust them. And after that, it's really easy. Once you get to know the person a lot better."
This is her thing. Neither my husband nor I will ever be doing any of these things. I worry a little bit in that this is all she wants to do, making sure, you know, she continues to do her schoolwork and her violin. There are many kids who perform and train at Circus Juventus throughout their teens. There are some that have tried out for Cirque du Soleil. And if she wants, you know, if she wants to go to Florida, that's a good question. I would say that she should go to college to have something to fall back on.
"All right. Okay, I think that's pretty good for now, so let's hit it again Monday. Thanks you guys for coming."
So, Anna.
Thank you, Marnie.
As a parent, sometimes it's frightening or scary to see your child up 40 feet in the air. Do you ever think about that when you see us sitting down there looking up at you?
No.
You can see pictures of Anna and the other Circus Juventus students at studio360.org. Owen Agnew co-produced our story.